Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every weekday evening, 6:30, 8 o'clock, or 9:30, sometimes 11, but it's on the button every weekday if I can do it. I also try to plan a weekend segment at about 8 o'clock or 9:30, or sometimes 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. Tonight, the subject of this topic, and what we're going to discuss tonight, is what is progress? I think that our society has defined progress incorrectly and is certainly not covering the ground of true progress, which is moral progress, ethical progress, or theological progress, of which we have little or none. We have material progress, but it's a question in my mind whether that's progress at all, having cars and things and money and houses, et cetera. I'm sure that's a particularly progressive agenda. However, I'm going to talk about a little bit myself here so you have a background as to me as your host. This is a politically incorrect show. We are not out to endorse media falsehoods, media lies, or media rhetoric. We're out to get at the truth and the facts. And this truth and facts is obtained by reading great books and reading and reading and reading. That's one method of getting at the facts and truth. And that develops our critical thinking ability, which is very necessary in our present society, which is dependent on fads and words and sayings and things like that, which are not very helpful. Second of all, I'm a Christian, and I adhere to Holy Scripture from beginning Genesis to Revelation. And also, I adhere to the creeds of the Church, the ancient creeds, Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed, as a guide for my life in this world, which is, I realize I'm mortal, and as my life, like everybody else, is coming to an end in light of that information, I adhere to the creeds of the Church and the truth of Holy Scripture from beginning to end. I also, if I'm going to read books, I'm going to read C.S. Lewis, I'm going to read G.K. Chesterton, I'm going to read John Milton, who identified the fall of man into sin as a critical event in human history. It took outside of our form of our human history, but it was a historical event. And it is something that is very important, and Milton identified it as a critical event. I also have a great admirer of Tolstoy, Dante, T.S. Eliot, St. Augustine, and other great Christian writers that form and shape my thinking. I also run two radio shows, podcast show and a blog talk radio show. These shows have many guests from countries all over the world, particularly Muslim countries, Saudi Arabia, in my blog talk radio show, and Iran and Iraq, and many Muslims. I'm pleased to say many Muslims visit these sites, and I assume they gain benefit from visiting them. They are Christian orientation, but I welcome all faiths and all opinions and all ideas in every way. And so I also am a writer. I've written 10 books. That include religious books and legal books. I've written Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays on Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, and two legal books, like legal topics. And most recently, I've written a book on the Psalms. The Psalms are the great, great legacy of religious Jewish poetry that we can find. They in any translation, they are outstanding because of their truth. And I love the Psalms, and I can't stop reading them, and I can't stop being informed of their greatness as lyric poetry and as religious thought, and as a legacy of Jewish lyric poetry and religious thought. They inspire me, they stir me, they grab me in every way and continue to do so. I've been reading them since I was in Sunday school at 10 years old and memorized the first and 23rd Psalm, and I have not regretted memorizing those Psalms and knowing about them and learning about the Psalms in Sunday school. I also run, as I said, two radio shows, and I have planning other books. I had analysis of the Book of Job. Job was an Edomite. He was not Jewish. And that Book of Job is framed as a Greek tragedy in every way. I also am writing a book on the miracles and two books of my blogs, literary, theological, and political blogs. I'm forming those particular books. And I'm writing a book on the miracles in the Bible. These are all in formation, and eventually I'm writing a book. I've partially written it on the pretrial motions and hearings in criminal law. It's partially completed. I'm working on it. I'm working on all these books. I enjoy writing because writing for me and prose for me are the only valid way to communicate thought, of any possible thought. Mortimer Adler said in his great book, How to Read a Book, he said that images, which are the present mode of communication today, are weak-minded and communicate nothing, and they are of no use. And he said that also the Bible was the foundation of Western culture. The book was written in 1940, and those statements would be absolutely discredited in our society today, in today's world. He said that images are drugs, essentially. People think they're going to learn by images, by watching TV and watching computers, etc. They don't learn anything. As Mortimer Adler said in his very great book, How to Read a Book, they are drugs and nothing more. They are passive drug receptacles. People gain and learn nothing from these images in television, in computers, in movies, wherever you might find these images. They are destroying the ability to think of our young people in every way. Also, I'm writing a book on the sayings of Christ. This book is in work. I've written over 800 blogs on literary, theological, and political topics. And these blogs are visited by many people in academia.edu and on my website and on social media from many, many countries all over the world. And I'm pleased to say that so many people all over the world read my material and benefit from it. Print is the ultimate way to learn. I don't think there can be a substitute for it. I think there will never be a substitute for books. And a world without books will be a world in darkness and ignorance, which is our present situation. People who do not read or in books which are not read, they will destroy our culture 1,000%. We will be left with no culture and no thought, which is the present situation, and no discussion. Because when you don't read books, there can be no discussion. Because people don't read anything, they don't know anything. Anyway, tonight I'm going to talk about what is progress. Modern world talks a lot about progress, and we seem to be in the midst of great progress. And this progress seems to be defined in many ways. There's progress in medicine with the advent of anesthesia, antibiotics, and advanced surgery. We've greatly extended the human lifespan and made life for most persons easier and more fulfilling. There are many cures for formerly incurable diseases that took life completely. These many diseases which have been eliminated include tuberculosis, polio, and measles, and advances in medicine. There have been advances in this respect. There has been progress, has brought an extended lifespan and a more pain-free life for most of us. So, yes, there's been advances in medicine in every way. With the advent of anesthesia, antibiotics, and surgery, we have greatly extended the human lifespan and made life for most people easier and more fulfilling. There are cures for formerly incurable diseases that in former days ended people's lives. These include tuberculosis, polio, and measles. Advances in medicine have brought a better and freer, a pain-free life, an extended lifespan for most of us. In the same way, there's been progress in technology. With the advent of computers and technology, life has been speeded up, and everything, anything has become more accessible. Life is very fast now, and the distance has been eliminated by a large degree, and persons are easily connected, if not nations, more rapidly, easier, and speedily. So with technology, everything's been speeded up, everything's become more accessible, and most of all, distance has been eliminated, and connection between persons, if not nations, is more rapid and speedier and easier. The result has been globalization and the virtual elimination of national, religious, and racial distinctions. That's good that national, religious, and racial discrimination be eliminated. And it's good that distance be eliminated and persons be connected and nations be connected more easily and speedily. People can be connected more easily. Machinery and technology have made life easier, and there's more communication, and we could reach anybody all over the world wherever we will. With more rapid communication and transportation, we're in striking distance of anyone or anywhere on the earth. So, yes, I have to say technology, life has been speeded up. Everything's been more readily accessible. Distance has been eliminated, and connections between persons and nations is rapid and speedier and easier. The result has been globalization, and it's good that the virtual elimination of national, religious, and racial distinction. Machinery and technology have made life more facile. With email communication, we can reach out and touch whoever we wish. We are within striking distance of anybody in the world. So, in these areas, as we speak of the advances in medicine and in technology, life is better for a lot of people who can make use of these advances. But in other respects, I have to say, technology and medicine, although the as I said, the 20th century, we've had progress in technology and medicine, but as moral, we are moral cripples, very much so. We are poverty-stricken, spiritually vacant. The 20th century has witnessed two massive world wars in which millions of people have been killed. It has witnessed the Armenian genocide by the Turks, the Jewish genocide, the Holocaust, the genocide of Pol Pot in Cambodia, Rwandan genocide in Africa, and the genocide in former Yugoslavia and in Darfur. And I also note the massive slaughter that followed the Russian Revolution. So the fact of the matter is that, yes, we have had some technological, material, and medicinal progress, but we still kill on a massive case basis, maim and torture our fellow human beings. We attack our space spouses, sometimes physically. Fathers decline to support their children, and mothers at times choose not to bother with them. So this is the issue that is presented about progress. Yes, there has been progress in medicine and in technology, but we are still spiritual, poverty-stricken, moral cripples. The 20th century has witnessed massive human slaughter in two world wars, including a number of genocides, including in which millions have been killed and slaughtered, including the Armenian genocide committed by the Turks, the Jewish genocide, the Holocaust, the genocide of Pol Pot in Cambodia, the Rwandan genocide, the genocide of former Yugoslavia, most recently the genocide occurring in Darfur, and the massive slaughter that followed the Russian Revolution. We still kill, maim, and torture our fellow human beings. So to say that there has been progress on a moral and spiritual level begs the question. There has been no progress. Matter of fact, it's gotten worse than ever. Our spouses are attacked by our husbands or wives. Fathers decline to support their children. At times, women choose not to bother with them. So what is going on here? We have made materialism and narcissism our benchmark. That is really the philosophical system that we presently have, which is materialism and narcissism. Advances in technology and medicine have not been matched by our puny, if not non-existent, personal, moral, and ethical progress. Not for laws that control human behavior, life would be impossible and intolerable. We need these laws because human nature is that bad that it has to be controlled. We have made materialism our God, our benchmark, our desire, and advances in technology and medicine have certainly not been matched by our puny personal, moral, and ethical progress, which I just spoke of. And the fact of the matter is, if it weren't for laws that controlled human behavior, life would be impossible. We need those laws to control people in their evil. Our souls are dry rot. We are served with a diet of meaningless, poverty-stricken concepts and ideas generated by television and the Internet. We invest more and more sophisticated weapons of mass destruction to kill more and more people, and the technology and machinery have been employed to effectively kill as many people as possible. We are served with, as I say, with a diet of meaningless, poverty-stricken concepts and ideas generated by television and the Internet. We invent more and more sophisticated weapons of mass destruction to kill more and more people. This is the use, this is the progress of technology. This is the so-called progress. There's been some moral and ethical progress in the Western world since we no longer torture people in the stocks, employ the whipping post, boil them in oil, drown them, or burn them at the stake, as occurred well into the 19th century, but we still employ the death penalty rather than incarcerate someone, which costs too much and offers the chance of rehabilitation. In short, we have sort of progressed to a certain extent from drawing and quartering people. There's been a bit of moral and ethical progress. We no longer torture people. We no longer employ the whipping post, boil them in oil, drown them, or burn them at the stake. We still employ the death penalty rather than incarcerating people, but there has been a little progress, but not a great deal. In other areas, there's been almost very little progress. For example, poetry, once a popular art form, is now the province of specialized academics. We no longer have the great Dantes, the Miltons, the Virgils, the Keats, the Shelleys, or Victor Hugos. We don't have this poetry anymore. There's been little progress in literature, almost none. It used to be that poetry was a major force in the world of beauty. We have no Dantes today, no Miltons, no Virgils, no Keats, no Shelleys, no Victor Hughes. We produce massive glass structures, but cannot produce a beautiful Gothic cathedral. We produce cars, pedestrian malls and buildings, massive ugliness and monstrosity. So I have to say, in addition to the lack of moral and ethical progress, which I've just defined, we have made little progress in literature, and poetry, once a very popular art form, is almost non-existent. We have no Dantes, no Miltons, no Virgils, no Keats, no Shelleys, or Victor Hugos. And in fact, our society has no beautiful buildings, such as the Gothic Cathedral. We produce massive glass structures. We cannot produce a Gothic cathedral dedicated to the glory of God. In short, we produce cars, malls, and buildings of massive ugliness and monstrosity. What's going on here? Where is the progress? We may have gained progress in technology and in medicine, but no moral or ethical progress, no progress in literature and poetry and beautiful buildings. We have no beautiful buildings. We produce cars, malls, and buildings of massive ugliness and monstrosity. So what's going on here? Where's the progress? With progress comes decline. What we gain in one sense, we lose in other ways. We're still very much stunted moral and ethical barbarians, employing technology to kill and maim, employing medicine to treat the maimed and crippled. We do things faster, we eliminate distance, we live longer, but we still, on a continuous and intense basis, inflict pain and suffering on our fellow human beings, and having done so, we're largely indifferent to the pain pain and suffering we may have inflicted. Where is there progress? I don't think there's been any progress. What has occurred is questionable. There's a lot of technology. Things are faster. People are connected more easily. They are. There's medicine has been advanced, but there has been little moral or ethical advance. As I mentioned, the Holocaust and the various slaughters in the 20th century, and there's been little progress in literature, particularly in poetry, and we produce no beautiful buildings such as Gothic cathedrals. We only produce huge glass monstrosities, along with cars, malls, and buildings of massive ugliness and monstrosity. So, what progress, so-called progress in medicine and technology, has brought about a decline, and we have lost a lot of things. We are still moral and ethical barbarians, 100% employing technology to kill and maim, employing medicine to treat the maimed and crippled we kill. We eliminate distance, do things faster, live longer, but still in the world is a continuous, intense scenario of pain and suffering being inflicted on our fellow human beings. What's the progress? I don't think there's been any progress. What I just defined is the progress is non-existence. Doing things faster and is not progress. Eliminating distance is not progress. It's not progress at all. And I have to say that we have to redefine what is progress and whether we've made any progress at all in this world of evil and wickedness where people are killed and tortured on a daily basis. That's the world. That's what it is. And that's so-called the progress that has occurred here has not brought about a better world in the least. As a matter of fact, it has possibly gotten worse with technology and the ability to kill and maim people. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and you can find this essay in my book, Essays on the Christian Worldview, entitled What is Progress, published by Hamilton Books on page 113 and 114. Hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and I hope that your consciousness has been raised in terms of redefining whether there has been any progress other than some material advances, which are quite meaningless. All right, thanks very much. I hope you've enjoyed the show.